He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheese put his ambitions at bay. Summers and winters scattered like splinters in 4 or 5 years of the way. Then he went to England, played the piano, married an actress in Kent. They had a fun life, she was a good wife, bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all the questions he locked in his attic one day. Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. His baby, bombs killed his lady, left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While tears were falling, he was calling answers he never found. So he hopped on a freight, skidded the ocean and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the yacht, fishes the pilot, drinks that green label each day. Riding his memoir, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say. Give me some of its magic, some of its tragic, but I had a good life always. Went to Paris, looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. It's for me and Terry.
Okay.